President Bush is in the Gulf Coast today and New Orleans tonight. He's visited the region several times over the last year, but never quite escaped the perception that his administration mismanaged the crisis. We're joined by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, what is the significance of Mr. Bush starting in Mississippi and then going to Louisiana?
You know, Alex, there will inevitably be comparisons between the situations in the two states and the relative pace and degree of recovery. Katrina did tremendous damage along the Gulf Coast from Alabama all through Mississippi and Louisiana, but it was New Orleans where the levees broke. And the real horrors that we all remember from those days are associated with failures in the relief effort in New Orleans. So this was the source of the controversy primarily of the government's response. So there are real differences to this day in the situation on either side of that state line, and it makes sense from the White House perspective to take them one at a time.
Well, he did get a lot of criticism, the federal government did, from New Orleans, much less from officials in Mississippi, where the governor, Haley Barbour, and Senator Trent Lott are both longtime allies.
Indeed, the two men primarily responsible for beginning and building up the Republican Party in Mississippi and making it one of the most pro-Bush states in the nation. By contrast, of course, the relations with the Louisiana officials, Governor Kathleen Blanco and Mayor Ray Nagin, both Democrats, were strained from the start. And that's important in part because the administration has always stressed the role and responsibility of local and state government in all these matters.
Talking about it again on his weekly radio address this past Saturday, here's Mr. Bush.
The federal government will continue to do its part, yet a reborn Gulf Coast must reflect the needs, the vision, and the aspirations of the people of Mississippi and Louisiana. And their state and local officials have a responsibility to help set priorities and make tough decisions so people can plan their futures with confidence.
You know, Alex, I think that pretty much says it all. From the first hours of the hurricane making landfall a year ago tonight through all the mayhem and chaos in the Superdome and the Convention Center in New Orleans, the federal government, the Bush administration, has seen its role as being supportive and dependent on the performance of the local and state governments,
which have both taken a lot of grief.
Indeed. The president has taken a great deal of grief about this. Polls suggest that many people changed their minds about him a year ago because of Katrina, or perhaps that Katrina galvanized doubts that may have had more to do with Iraq but suddenly put them into another context. But this White House has maintained its course here. You can see it as steadfast and resolute, or you can see it as insensitive. You could call it a constant governing philosophy, or you could call it evidence that the administration is distracted by the war in Iraq or by geopolitics in general.
The president keeps mentioning $110 billion of federal relief for Hurricane Katrina in the region. That is a lot of money.
It is. And although the special appropriations by Congress do not require any change in the administration's plans and priorities, no spending cuts elsewhere in the budget, no tax increases, nothing that would really alter their course.
And what do you think about Katrina and the Bush legacy?
Right now, it looks likely to be the one domestic event of this presidency that people remember other than 9/11. And the president's probably fortunate that the fifth anniversary of 9/11 is coming up and shifting the media focus back to terrorism, a subject the president prefers to talk about.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving on NPR's Day to Day.